USA News. I'm Julio Flores. President Biden is preparing to deliver remarks on the recent aerial object shot down by the U.S. military. Reports say the president could speak as early as today about the unidentified objects seen over the U.S. in the past week. Biden will be using the address to explain how his administration will be handling aerial objects spotted in the future. So far, the White House has been mostly silent regarding the Chinese surveillance object shot down over North Carolina last week, as well as the three other unidentified objects that were taken down in various parts of the country. Authorities say there are no survivors after a military helicopter crash in Alabama. It happened Wednesday afternoon when the chopper fell onto a highway. It's unknown how many people were aboard when it crashed. The victims of this week's mass shooting at Michigan State University are being remembered. Thousands gathered on campus Wednesday for a candlelight vigil.
We do have four persons that were injured or shot during this incident. We can confirm one person has deceased and the other three have been transported to local hospitals.
It happened in the food court of Cielo Vista Mall, which is in the same shopping center as the Walmart, where 23 people were killed in a shooting in 2019.
We have two in custody. There is no more danger, and I want to repeat that, there is no more danger to the public.
The injured victims were taken to local hospitals. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Not many Americans are happy with U.S. immigration levels.
A new Gallup survey shows that less than 30% of Americans are satisfied with immigration levels in the United States, and that's the lowest level in 10 years. Two-thirds of those who are dissatisfied would like to see less immigration. That percentage has spiked since President Biden took office in 2021. According to Gallup, the rise in the immigration concern is tied to the record number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Senators are demanding answers about the toxic train derailment in Ohio. Home State Secretary J.D. Vance, along with Florida Republican Marco Rubio, sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. They want answers on the Department of Transportation's oversight of the freight train system. Specifically, they want to know the balance it tries to strike between having a safe rail industry and one that's efficient. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has previously said the state was never alerted of the trains passing through East Palestine, and it wasn't classified as carrying highly hazardous materials.
Most people are on the village system. Those are deep wells. We think that they're very safe, but until we get the test back, we've told them out of an abundance of caution, they really ought to just drink bottled water.
One person is dead and three more are injured after a shooting at a mall in El Paso, Texas. Police say two suspects are in custody, that the mall remain an active crime scene. It is unknown what the motive was. The mall is in the same shopping center as the Walmart where 23 people were killed in a shooting in 2019. Internet Explorer is no more. On Tuesday, Microsoft announced the company's decision to permanently disable the desktop version of Internet Explorer on all devices. Any device that hasn't already been redirected from Explorer to the updated browser Microsoft Edge will be affected. When users attempt to access Explorer, they will be redirected to the Edge browser. Internet Explorer was originally launched in 1995. I'm Julio Flores. USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.